This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Tomorrow at 10 a.m., there will be a speed show at the Montgomery County Fairgrounds. I spoke with the show's superintendent, Bonnie Branham.
We're going to start at 10 o'clock, and we're going to have an announcer and timer, Don Hutchcraft, who's been here for several years. He brings his own PA system, and he's really good at it. Knows everybody in the country. And we're going to start off with Class 560, which is pony barrels, 54 inches and under, 12 years and under. And the fee is $12. And it pays first place 50, second place 40, third place 30, fourth place is 25, and fifth place is 20. It's all guaranteed money. Then the next class will be 561, which is a used 3D barrel class. And it's 18 years and under, and the entry fee is $15. And the way the 3D works is the first D will be $80 for first and $65 for second, and third is $58 and fourth is $47. And then the second D will be 1 second slower than the first D time. And then the third D will be 2 seconds slower than the first D time. That's the way that works. And then we have the 562 is the junior horse barrels, and the fee is $12. That's for them young horses five and under. And it's just a straight barrel race, and it's first is 72. Place 72, second place 62, third place 57, fourth place 47, fifth place 42, and sixth place 37. And the next class will be 563, which is the ladies' barrels, and that is 19 years and older. Fee is $15, and it's just a straight barrel class, too. And it's first is 135, and second is 120, third is 100, fourth is 90, fifth is 70, and sixth is 60, and seventh is 50. And then class 564 is the open 2D poles. And it'll be top time, then 1 second slower is the way it goes. And first D, the first place is $145, second place is $115, third is $105, and fourth is $95, and fifth is $90, and sixth is $75. And then the second D is first is $75, second is $65, third is $60. Fourth is 55, fifth is 50, and sixth is 45. And then we have 565 class, and that's men's barrels, and it's 19 and over with a $15 fee. And it's just about like the ladies. It's a straight barrel race. First is $135, second is $120, third is $100, fourth is $90, fifth is $70, and sixth is $60, and seventh is $50. And then the big class is class 566 is the open 3D barrels, and that fee is $25, and $2 of that goes to the IBRA. And first is it's 3D. First D is $235, second is $205, third is $165, fourth is $150, and fifth is $140, and sixth is $125, and seventh is $110. Second D, first is 145, second is 130, and third is 100, and fourth is 95, and fifth is 85, and sixth is 80, and seventh is 75. And then the third D, first place in it is $115, second is 110, third is 80, and fourth is 75, fifth is 70, and sixth is 65, and seventh is 60. And then we have Class 566, that's one we throwed in, and it'll be a jackpot class, and it's called the Masters. That's 40 years and over, straight barrel race, and it'll be jackpotted back. And then 567 is a flag race with a $15 entry fee. Oh, that Masters is $12 entry fee. I forgot that. Flag race is a $15 entry fee, and the first place pays $130. And the second's 110, third's 100, fourth is 90, and fifth is 80, and sixth is 70, and seventh is 60. You pick a flag up on one side, take it around, put it in the bucket on the other side. And then the last class of the day is 568, and that's a plug race. That's just one lap around the arena. First place pays $105, second's 85, and third is 75, and fourth is 65, and fifth is 55, and sixth is 45. And seventh is 40. Judge's decision is final. No refunds, as the age of the rider as of January 1, 2014. So they never have pushed it, but it's supposed to have a negative Coggins test required by the state to show. But exhibitor's fee is $5 for each horse, not responsible for accidents, rain or shine. I forgot to tell you the premiums offered is $6,736.
It sounds like it's going to be an impressive show and a great day to have it. And hopefully it doesn't rain. Have you had instances before where the show gets a lot of rain?
Yeah, we have had a few rains, you know, and while the show was going on. But we usually stop if it's thunder and lightning. And then after that's over with, we go ahead and run it.
Sounds good. So have you seen these guys running in the rain?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I've seen them run in the rain a lot of times. At different places, not here every time, but. Most of these barrel racers I know, you know, and if I don't know them, I know their horse. Because if they beat you, you remember their horse.
That's true. That's a really good point. You said here that you guys have a bit of a youth show. Is that pretty well attended?
Yes. Yeah, it gets better every year. That's the reason we made it a 3D show, you know, on account of we get more entries in there, you know, and more people. On a 3D, everybody has a chance to win, you know, or a good chance to win. They don't always win, but they do have a chance. But because it's pays several places, and you know, and you can fall in whole, or you can fall in too fast for one D and not fast enough for the other one. So it's challenge, yeah.
Well, it sounds like it's great to get the youth involved in these sorts of things, and hopefully they keep coming back year after year, and you get to see them improve.
Yeah, and I also like to see the youth come back, and like to see the ponies, the kids, the little ones come back. I get the biggest kick out of them.
Well, great. You said that you've been at the fair a long time doing this, right? Do you have a guess as to how long?
I've probably been superintendent for 15 years or maybe more. I don't know exactly.
And I'm sure during 15 years of being superintendent of the horse show like this, you have plenty of good memories or odd experiences that you've had. What would you say has been your favorite part of being superintendent over the years?
Well, I don't know what's been my favorite part. Just hoping that nobody gets down. And we've only had maybe two or three horses to fall out here and nobody got hurt, you know. But that's always a big thing. I like to see everybody get a clean run, you know, and I know it don't always happen that way, but I don't like seeing nobody get hurt, you know. That's the main thing.
And for doing this for years and years, that's something to brag about, is that not having anyone get hurt from a fall with their horse.
Yeah, it's kind of amazing. We had a kid to go off here on a flag race one time. It's been a few years ago, and he just rolled like a top, jumped up on his feet and was ready to go. He was from Missouri. His name was Whiskey Curtis.
Whiskey Curtis. Well, with a name like that, I'm not surprised he just hopped right back up to get back on the horse, right?
Yeah, he did. He hopped right back up and he was ready to go.
All right.
Of course, he was disqualified when he fell off, you know. I mean, he didn't win no money, but he didn't get hurt. He just rolled. Just amazing.
Well, that's the important part, not getting hurt. Well, Bonnie, I hope that you have a safe show out here again Sunday. Best of luck to you. And do you have anything else you want to add about the show? Is it free to come out and watch?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I know there's no admission. You can bring your lawn chair several of the contestants, they'll bring these little pop-up tents, like, you know, and set underneath them, you know, in shade. We don't have no bleachers out there no more. So you have to bring your lawn chair to set in and there'll be a tack trailer here where if you want to buy some tack, they'll be sitting out there outside the arena. And he's a good friend. He's been around for several years. Comes up here every time we have a fair show. Yep, in order to be interesting.
Again, that was Superintendent of the Montgomery County Fair Speed Show, Bonnie Branham. That's all for this Saturday's Horse Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.